Welcome back to the clinic. We are talking about one of my favorite things to talk about. And it's called, the episode is called Make It Work for a reason, because you can make it work and this is how you can do it. So we're talking about dicks today. We are talking about dicks. Particularly penile wellness, and mainly because I'm very interested in sexual wellness as a whole. I mean, part of this podcast, most of this podcast, really. And something that intrigued me when I was maybe 12, that I read about sex was about ED, erectile dysfunction, premature erectile dysfunction and stuff like that. And I was like, it can stop working? What? And a lot of times what's very unfortunate is that people think like that's a death sentence ultimately. Like, you just can't do shit, or it's the worst thing. But a lot of times it's very necessary to understand that that is a symptom of something else. You being physically unable to get or maintain an erection, it's a symptom of something else. And so that's what we're going to talk about today, how these things occur or don't occur, rather. Where it comes from, or how they occur. And what you can do to improve these situations, and get back to get your dicks hard. Yes, get your dicks hard again. So we're gonna make it work. So first, we're gonna talk about what ED is. So, as I said before, it is the inability to get or keep an erection. And as I said, it could be a symptom of another underlying condition. How it happens, or most of the cases that they occur in, have been caused from things such as alcohol, drinking too much alcohol. Tying these two in, kind of, sort of. Too much alcohol and PMO, which is porn, masturbation, orgasm. Too much alcohol, or even too much porn. It kills your dopamine neurons. Because it's too much, creates an overstimulation, and an overstimulation creates a desensitization. So this is kind of why like TV has our brains fucked up and shit, because it's too much of a dopamine stimulation. Like, think about it, before we had vertical holes, before we had TV, all you had was radio. So you had to hear it, and then maybe you could see the people who are speaking live in person. That kept something, that left you something to look forward to, because it was just exciting to be able to see these people live. But now you can see these people on TV. You can see them, and it kind of takes away the desensitization of it. It takes away the desensitization. It takes away the stimulation of it. It's just like you're used to it now. I mean, and maybe you get excited when you go to concerts, but I don't think the excitement would necessarily be the same, compared to, again, when people just had fucking radios and sometimes they didn't know what these people look like, or they never got to see these people very often. So, and even before that, but the two options were to either read it or to listen to it, but not really to see it, especially not in moving form. And so when TV became a thing, it's like, oh shit, we can see it now. But now it's like, okay, well, what the fuck else is there to look forward to? So I think what ends up happening with PMO is that it's the same thing. Too much porn kind of desensitizes you from seeing women, seeing naked women, having sex, because it's like, okay, well, I can just watch this, imagine myself doing it or whatever. Or if you watch POV, it's just like, it in my mind, she's throwing it back on me, and I'm looking at this person, what's desired, whereas maybe in the past I wouldn't have had access to it. And so that provision of access sometimes kind of takes away the stimulation of it. That is not a fucking word. The stimulation of it. It takes away the stimulation of it. That's just it. It takes away the stimulation of it. Because you're so used to it. And so maybe when the brain, shit, I wrote this shit down. Why am I not looking at my notes? So when the brain, gets used to it like that, when those dopamine receptors get used to it, let me just read what I wrote, because I'm under the influence right now. Urges and desires create dopamine in order to fuel concentration and will to go get said desire. However, an overstimulation, why do I want to keep saying overstimulation? An overstimulation of dopamine, i.e. too much porn or PMO, ultimately builds a desensitization. That's that word. Okay. It builds a desensitization, feeling the need to achieve more stimulation than what was originally required. So that kind of leads me into PMO and death grip. And again, I was talking about alcohol. So with alcohol, too much of it kills your body's like neural receptors, and some of those neural receptors are dopamine receptors. So again, just like with PMO, it kills a part of your brain that allows you to get excited physically and to feel it in that way. So PMO and death grip tie in, because if your penis has grown accustomed to a particular type of stimulation, while that stimulation is also occurring in the process of another stimulation, or a dopamine another dopamine stimulation through your eyes, they become linked and they become dependent on the other. What is that called? Operant conditioning. So you are conditioning yourself, your penis, to be used to a particular grip, or stimulation, or hole, or a particular level of lubrication or lack thereof, because some niggas be doing a dry shit. And a lot of times that's when it's worse, like when you do it without lube and you just dry handing it, that's when desensitization can occur. But if your penis gets used to a particular grip, lubrication level, while also it knows, like, you are connecting the two, so like as soon as you watch porn you get hard, or as soon as you see, most cases if you see a partner naked then you get hard. But what if it gets to a point where it takes you seeing someone who's not your partner naked because you're so used to seeing someone who's not your partner. Not to say that you think your partner is unattractive, but you have, through masturbating and PMO, porn masturbation orgasm, through masturbation that is that leads to an orgasm that is linked to porn, you have gotten used to a particular, because the orgasm is what creates the conditioning, because your body begins to get in this cycle of understanding, if I see this particular thing, that means this reward is coming after, is coming next. Well, you watch porn so much, so now you see porn and you link the reward to the porn, but you don't link the reward to something else, or your partner, it just becomes very mundane, and it's like, eh. But you know, you see porn and a reward is coming, and now you're excited. So that's how that ends up happening. It's a form of sex addiction, but I mean, not too much. It's a form of sex addiction in the sense that it's a consistent thing that your body is used to, and now it's like what your body needs. Next thing. I mentioned how ED is a lot of times a symptom of something else. So that something else could be high blood pressure, issues with blood circulation as a whole. You'll find that a lot of things, so your body as a whole, like, is a map, and your hair is antennas. Your hair, most men who experience ED also experience hair loss to some degree. And so, and that comes from, that's a circulation issue as well. It shows that the blood is not circulating in your body properly. That's with anybody, not just men. Hair loss in general is a symptom of an issue with blood circulation. And so you, in order to improve your blood circulation, change your diet, also incorporate some physical activity in your routine. Other things that can help, I think, because I'm trying to see, do I want to do that and then jump to, well, since I'm already on, like, issues that ED is a symptom of, ED is also a symptom of depression. And a lot of times with men, we won't always know that they have depression, and they won't always recognize it as that either. Maybe they'll just say, I'm just tired all the time. Because you can still be depressed and be active but still feel tired. Because then there's a level of depression where it's like you don't want to move, you can't move. And then there's active depression where you're moving and you're still being active as you normally would. However, you're heavily fatigued, you're tired. There's a change in your appetite. You don't eat as much, or you eat more than normal. You have sleep disturbances. You're apathetic. More, even if you're a person who typically doesn't care about a lot of things happening in the world, it's like you're more apathetic than normal. Like, you don't even care about yourself level. Another symptom of depression is low self-esteem, and then also a loss of interest in formerly pleasurable activities. And with that in mind, it could be linked to low libido, low sex drive. If you once found pleasure in having sex and now suddenly you don't. And that's not to say that's not to say like sexuality is a thing, because there are some people who, as your sexuality evolves over time, there will be periods where you just, it just don't hit the same no more, or there's a moment in time where it just didn't hit the same anymore. That happens. Or you just grow to find out that you're asexual or whatever, you've evolved, because sexuality is so fluid, and it's to a point where it's like it doesn't mean the same thing to you anymore, or feel the same to you anymore. But no, with this is like, I really just suddenly don't feel it. Like, I enjoy having sex, I know I do, but like, I just suddenly don't feel it. Or I enjoy playing my game, and I don't even find pleasure in doing that. Nothing is giving me pleasure at all. Men who are depressed, and also men who are depressed, are more likely to talk about the physical symptoms of depression, such as feeling tired, or feeling pain of some sort, rather than actual emotions. So you may notice you have different aches now. And those aches, what's interesting is that aches are then, aches and pains are tied to emotions. So everything is linked. Everything is linked. Your body is just one whole system of synergy. And so when when emotions are not expressed as they should be or as they desire to be, they begin to build up in the body as pain. And pain in certain areas of the body means certain things. And some of those pains are associated with depression. So those are those things. What I will say about death grip, a way to overcome it, is alternate between vagina, mouth, toys, and hands, just so that your body doesn't get used to one particular type of stimulation or level of stimulation. Alternate speeds and alternate constrictions, you know, what's alternate grips. So maybe you grip tight one day, but then the next day you don't grip as tight, or vice versa. Other ways to help with ED, to prevent it, or eradicate it altogether. I don't know your life, but celibacy, or NoFap as it's called, particularly in the world of Reddit. What these things tend to do, or what being celibate tends to do, it tends to restore the dopamine levels. A lot of people, spiritually, it's considered seminal retention, and it has certain spiritual aspects of it. But I think that just comes with the intentionality that you put into it, because it can be a spiritual experience if you, in the process, are treating it as such, or treating it in a way that you know is gonna grow you, not just physically but spiritually. For instance, because I mean, you're shifting a reward system, basically, and so you're giving yourself a new way to look at rewards, and this builds up a level of discipline. And so I'd say do it like this. When doing it, set a date, set like how long you're gonna do it for. And like, the more you do it, like every day, just say like, I'm so strong for doing this, and I'm so amazing for doing this thing that takes care of myself. Like, oh my goodness, I'm about to achieve an orgasm, and becoming so strong. Like, I've been able to achieve this thing by becoming so strong, or being so strong, and taking care of myself. Because what you end up doing is you end up using that energy to do something else. So this whole time that I'm doing these things, I'm building up to the rewards of these things that I'm doing for myself, but also I'm building up to an orgasm when all this is said and done. And that's how it becomes a spiritual thing, because you're creating a more unique sense of self for yourself, and a more improved sense of self. And then the whole time, like, you can use it. Listen, masturbation is sex with yourself. So however you want to experience sex, I say experience sex with yourself like that. So talk shit to yourself. Like, because when you finally reach that day where you can masturbate again and have an orgasm, you talk shit to yourself and be like, oh yeah, we so fucking strong for doing that shit. Yeah. I don't know. I ain't gonna give away talking to myself. But do things like that. That's a way to make, I say, a way to be more successful in celibacy and NoFap. Increase your water intake. Because your water intake allows your joints to be more lubricated, allows your body to feel a lot better. You feel a lot more energy, and it allows your blood to circulate properly. Cut porn. I say that just to cut that particular level of stimulation from yourself. Even if you have to do it by the day, like, just stop watching it less and less each day. But it may be a situation, you may be in a situation where PMO is causing your ED. And so if you know that, you'll just have to take that away, because what's more important, how your brain is being affected, not just your penis, but how your brain is being affected, or seeing this new person, and watching somebody else have an orgasm, when I could be having orgasms that are just as good if I don't watch it. Herbal supplements and herbs I recommend are yohimbe root and maca root. Get you some of that, especially the yohimbe root. Also, vitamins. Get you some vitamins that may have omega-3s in them, or get foods that are very high in omega-3s, such as flax and chia, avocados, and then also eat foods that are high in zinc, magnesium, selenium, and then foods rich in vitamins B, C, D, and E. If you want to know what those foods are specifically, I will put them on Patreon, so you will just have to be a patron in order to see that. Also, as far as food is concerned, chlorophyll is really good. I take some liquid chlorophyll. It drives your blood flow. It cleanses your blood, but also in cleansing your blood, it drives your blood flow. It allows your blood to flow better. And so this will help with circulation and stuff. What you'll notice as a woman is that I do notice the blood circulation in my vagina. Also, spicy foods, or particularly peppers or chilies, they produce endorphins. And so it enhances your pleasure receptors, I'll say. Let's see. Is that everything? I believe it is. And this episode did not take as long as I thought it would. Don't forget to move your body. That's important. And then mental and emotional wellness. What I will say about mental and emotional wellness particularly, is that your heart and sacral chakra are linked. And you'll notice, as I said, with issues regarding blood circulation, blood levels, blood pressure, high blood pressure tends to affect the heart. And if with high blood pressure, that affects your ability to get erections, that is showing you that the heart chakra and the sacral chakra are linked. If you want to get a little bit more into it, the solar plexus, or which is located somewhat in the gut area, the solar plexus is what controls your drive, your urge, your will to do things, and that self-esteem aspect of you. And so if you face emotional trauma, your heart chakra is fucked up, that begins to affect your self-esteem, your emotional levels. A lot of times your will, it creates depression, because with depression, you don't have a lot of will or drive to do anything. You find no pleasure in anything in life. And a lot of times, not even in self. And so, once that is affected, that area being your solar plexus, oh goodness, it begins to then affect your drive and your urges and your wills and your sexual regions. Your sexual regions, oh my God. So yeah, chakras are linked. If you don't believe in chakras, everything in your body is linked. And if your heart is fucked up, your dick is fucked up. Or your vagina is fucked up, ladies, if you're listening. Sorry, I got a phone call and got cut off. But yeah, if your emotional levels are fucked up, it affects your sexual wellness. Particularly because you may unknowingly create operant conditioning within yourself, in a way that you kind of condition this response in your body, that your nervous system memorizes, that says, every time I'm sexually aroused, I end up in a position to be emotionally harmed or emotionally abused or whatever. And that just depends on if you have faced situations where you have been emotionally hurt after having sex or whatever the case may be. And so, and it sounds wild, but like, this can occur in your body. Your body memorizes it as trauma. And so it's like, whenever I feel this particular thing down here, pain comes later. Pain comes later here in my heart. And so your body begins to say, it's like your heart blocks it. You create an emotional and a mental block that says, well, you know what? We just not gonna get hard no more. We just not gonna get wet no more, because we don't want to be hurt. So yeah, just those things are important to look at, with how your emotions, and your mental wellness tie into your sexual wellness. So, that's all I have. I came back for like 2 fucking minutes, but, yeah, I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Again, if you want that list of foods that are good for your wellness, like it's a compiled list. So that are foods that are good for your sexual wellness. I will be glad to give you that list on Patreon. So become a patron, you can get the list. Yeah, that's all I have for you. Thank you for coming to the clinic. As always, I don't take it for granted. I'm so grateful for y'all who listen. And I will see y'all next week. Bye. And share this. Medicine is not just for you. Don't hoard the medicine. Share it. Spread it. That's the point. My purpose here on this earth, I believe, just because I feel drawn to it most, is to provide medicine in all its forms. And this is a form that I'm doing it in. So spread the fucking medicine. Tell your people, rate, review, subscribe, so we can move up on the list and I could get under somebody like Loudspeakers Network and end up living in fucking New York and shit. I know that's not how it works. I know they don't pay you to move and shit like that, but I wouldn't mind being part of Loudspeakers or Gimlet or something, you know, Spotify, you know, just putting that out there. But yeah, I hope y'all enjoyed. I will see y'all next week. Bye. Hey guys, if you want to be a pill popper or a walk-in patient and you want to watch me or join me in having fun talking about sex outside of this podcast, beyond just the educational shit, we can bullshit about it and everything. If you want to do that, you should become a patron. And so, if you would like to become a patron, please click the link that is in the description. Thank you.